Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, City Gate Processing Plant. If you look around the building as of Sunday around 3 o'clock, you'll see that there has been a lot of floor space cleared. Now, don't get me wrong, by the time Tour 3 and Tour 1 came in, building's not going to look the same. It opened up an avenue for an opportunity to move mail out. I know management was in reactionary mode, but that reactionary mode cleared a lot of space. So I hope they take that reactionary mode, standardize it, and then run that as an operation. Because see, if Tour 3 and Tour 1 packs that building with mail, Tour 2 comes in and gets it out of there, again, now you have an operation running where we have a better opportunity to provide service to our customers. Now, let me be perfectly clear. In order for Tour 2 on Sunday to do what it did as far as expediting mail, getting on trucks out of the building, there was major craft crossing supervisors performing craft work that I'm going to file a grievance on in 14 days. So let's be clear about that. But nonetheless, what I meant was, if they take that reaction and now look at the end result, and that was mail getting out of the building, put the right people in the right place. That's what I mean by look at the reaction, standardize it. We can do it, but we can still get it done within the confines of our national agreement. And believe me, I'm observant of that, and I'm going to let it be known right now. As we go through the holiday season and those violations continue, I'm definitely documenting and I'm going to file a grievance on it. So don't be surprised. Instead, understand what I'm saying and look at it. Okay, I have clerks back in the back of the apps moving mail. Why don't I make this a part of the operation, but replace the clerks with mail handlers? You have supervisors using manual pallet jacks, moving pallets around. I know, why don't I bring mail handlers over and let them do it? Make it a mail handler operation. You're going to get a better benefit and you won't have the contractual grievances. But again, as I, on my show, offer solutions, some of the roadblocks against doing that simple operation correctly is Columbus is in that mindset that we have to get this high number of productivity while still attempting to dispatch mail. And I'm going to tell you, you can accept it now or you can continue to stack that building with mail. You cannot have both in the COVID environment that we're currently operating in. You got to make a choice. And on Tour 2, I think the choice should be, let's focus more on dispatching out the building so we create space for Tour 3 and Tour 1. But as always, no one asked me. I'm just offering my opinion. Now, with respect to having mail stuffed in a building, and when I say stuffed, I know that might seem like the wrong verb to use, but no, that's what it is. On Sunday, we had a small altercation directly related to that. Apparently, there was a truck driver who came and had to wait longer than usual. I'll leave it like that. And he became a little bit irate. The MDO was there and some of the other supervisors came and resolved the situation. But nonetheless, his issue was, and I think it may have been unnecessary on his part, but his issue was he had to wait a long time to get loaded. Now, in this environment and with the volume of mail, truck drivers should understand that business is not going to be as usual. When you pull in, you're not going to get unloaded and loaded and on your way. It's just not going to happen. So I think that the drivers coming in the company, you got to inform your drivers that this is going to happen. And as a company, you got to understand that you're not going to get the turnarounds that you normally get because there's going to be delays. at all post offices.
You know, when we are in this type of work environment or working conditions, it always makes me wonder, why is it that in times of emergencies, our national agreement, from management perspective, is the first thing they throw out of the window? Why is it that whenever they go to contingency operations, the first thing they want to say is, well, right now, it's an emergency. I'm going to exercise my rights under Article 3 and just violate your contract. And I want to say to big hand clap to National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Albany 309. There was a post on there yesterday that I shared on my page, and it addressed that exact issue. Just because we're in contingency operations does not mean management has the right to violate our contract and not have mail handlers monetarily compensated for that. And we have to keep that in mind, because I know the vast number of postal employees are, regardless of what you want to say, dedicated to doing what it is you do for the post office. And you can say all you want that you don't have that dedication, I mean, amongst each other. But I see how you work. I see how you pull five pieces of equipment. I see how you slide four pallets up and down the platform. And let me tell you, I'm not being facetious right now. I'm being very sincere. When I see that in this work environment, then that tells me that, yeah, you're dedicated to getting this done. You're going above and beyond, sometimes knowingly creating safety violations in order to try to get mail dispatched. And to that, I give you a big hand clap. But we have to be mindful that we have a national agreement, and if that national agreement is violated, then I encourage everyone to address it. And in these current times, I don't think the post office is going to argue hard against it, because I know they realize that they are crossing crabs and contractual violations of this nature, and it would probably be an excellent move on their part to just acknowledge the grievance and pay it. And to my fellow employees, fellow mail handlers,
fellow Ben, listen, feminine and masculine,
we have a responsibility in ensuring we have a safe work environment as well. We have to put more focus on not putting mails outside of the aisles, inside of the lines. Respect those lines. And I say it very jokingly, but come on, you got to remember something. When that building has an aisleway and you take it upon yourself to just start loading that aisleway, well, understand this. Management is not going to tell you not to do that, but you are creating a safety hazard, a safety environment, an unsafe workplace for your fellow employees. And then we turn around and say, management, no, we have to take responsibility when you bring that mail in. If it takes you a little longer, then take a little longer. And when I say take a little longer, because the spot where you want to place that mail is already filled, and rather than you place it and reduce aisle space, you find another place to put it. That's what I mean, take a little longer. And what I'm saying is, as craft employees, we're going to tell the post office, we're going to exercise some reciprocity right now. I'm going to do something extra for you by crossing crafts, and you're going to do something extra for that craft, and that is compensate them in grievance settlements. And before people think I'm just not appreciative or I'm greedy, you got to understand something. Right now, the post office is going to convince someone that the reason they have to cross crafts is COVID-19, which is real, and shortage of personnel. Well, see, the shortage of personnel, that's a postal management creation. And for that, I think they should be more than willing to compensate. And what I mean by creation is they didn't hire people. They frivolously fired people. They created their they added, I won't say they created, they added to the current shortage that they now have. And for them to turn around and say, I'm going to violate your contract because I'm short personnel. Well, since you created the shortage, then I think compensation is due.
Hey, listen, I'm going to close this morning's short podcast out with a word to all postal employees. Hey, listen, while we are working these extended work hours, take care of you. Yeah, you got to take time to take care of you. And you have to get your proper rest. I know the post office wants a lot from you right now, but you have to get your rest so that when you are at work or when you do report to work, we can make it do what it do, as opposed to not taking care of yourself and still trying to report to work. Then you're walking around the building like a zombie. So again, you're not going to hear this on any postal magazine, but you got to take care of you. Yeah, that's like the product line I wear, you versus you. But in this case, you have to take care of you. And when I say take care of you, get your proper rest, that doesn't always equate to don't come to work. What it also means is, since you're going to be working these extended hours, you might want to readjust some things in your life that allow you to allow your body to rest, get your proper rest, whatever that number is to you, and still report for work. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the KHP. Let's have an awesome day, and let's stay in constant communication.